The British command in Iraq is investigating yesterday's attacks in southern Iraq, which killed 6 British troops and wounded 8 others, 2 of them seriously. It was the heaviest loss suffered by British forces in Iraq since Baghdad fell on April 9th. British Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hoon said today, London is considering additional forces for Iraq in the wake of the attacks. He also said a review of security arrangements in Iraq is underway.
Obviously, depending on the results of that review, we have more troops should that be required. We have significant forces available should it be necessary. And I emphasize that this depends on the review and on the requests made by commanding officers on the ground. They are available should they be required.
Southern Iraq is a Shiite stronghold, a region of the country that opposed the regime of Saddam Hussein. The attacks against the British and continued fighting involving U.S. forces in central and western Iraq are raising questions about what appears to be an escalating guerrilla war against the U.S.-led occupation of the country. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. What do you know about yesterday's attacks?
Well, good morning, Bob. The details are still kind of murky. Early yesterday, what we know is that 8 British paratroopers came under pretty heavy attack. It was machine gun fire, RPGs, rifles. And when a Chinook helicopter came to pick them up, they were also under attack. In a separate incident, 6 British military police were killed. They were supposed to be training a new police force in a small village close by. It's not clear if they were killed in the police station or somewhere else. What's interesting is that the British want to investigate who did the shooting. As you said, this is Shia Muslim country. They hate Saddam's regime and anybody who might be associated with it more than the Americans and the British because of their treatment for the past, under the regime. So that's the question. Is this Shias joining the uprising, or is this somebody else coming into that part of the country to take some fire against the British?
Which is it?
I think we'll have to wait to see as more reporters go down there, as the British investigate. We'll see whether this was anger at the British. There have been demonstrations lately about the lack of electricity, about the lack of water. Also, the Shias in that part of the country don't like it, that they don't have a local leadership. The British have picked who they want to lead some of those towns. And so perhaps it was that anger that fueled the attacks.
Is this being regarded as a guerrilla war, as organized resistance?
Well, if the Shias have joined with the guerrilla movement that is coming from the north and the west of the country, then you have a sophistication that we haven't seen before. I think that is not clear yet. Here's a detail that may answer a question. Amara, which is where the attacks took place, is the base for one of the most notorious criminals of Saddam's regime, and that's Ali Hassan al-Majid. He was also known as Chemical Ali, and that's because he supervised some of the chemical attacks against Iraqis more than a decade ago. It's possible some of his people are still down there. It's possible they are organizing. It's possible they're in touch with people from the north and the west who are taking shots at the Americans.
So will the British change tactics somehow now?
You know, the British are pretty proud of the fact that they look different than the Americans. They ride bicycles on their patrols. They wear berets instead of helmets. They don't have on heavy body armor. And what they say is they get down in the street and they look at the Iraqis eye to eye. They think that's a better way to do peacekeeping. And they have had that advantage in the south because the Shias were less hostile. They may have to change their ideas about how they do peacekeeping if they become soft targets, which they were yesterday.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.